This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Mark, I'm taking your advice on the drinking for a month, by the way, and I did send that to all my friends last night. They cracked up. Call me so I can give you an update. Bye.
God, I don't remember the reference to that. Something about, it might have been to do with COVID and drinking. Oh, well. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with Talent on Loan from the California Association of Realtors. Today's guest, Melinda Green, with an E, is the Santa Barbara County Assistant Department Head, Clerk Recorder, Assessor, Registrar of Voters, Department Head being Joe Holland. She's the assistant. And we're going to clarify whether she's the assistant or the assistant to the department head, as was a running gag in the TV show The Office. There's a new state assembly bill that is being proposed, SB 255, and I've been trying to get, not that I have anything to do with it, I've been trying to get the counties to alert homeowners if anything's recorded. And I told you that I check every week, thanks to Melinda Green, and I have the link on RadioRealEstate.com podcast, and it takes me 10 seconds. The end of the work week, at the end of Friday, I click on it, it opens up, I put in my name, and I see the last recorded document. I know exactly when it was, and nothing ever since. So I'm doing my own home title lock for free, and you can as well, but maybe they'll eventually have some kind of an alert. Fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median prices, median home prices weekly, year to date. We'll take a look at it in the first segment. And boy, I had some interesting year to date stuff going back. I don't know why it's not written on my sheet here. Oh, yeah. Not only is it written, but I put a big yellow highlighter on it and I couldn't see it. Year to date back to 2005 and the percent difference, median and average price. Just a quick look. Never really look at average price, because you're not an average person. You're listening to me. You deserve medium. Medium rare, if it's a New York steak or a porterhouse. So we're at the 37th week of the year for the week ending September 12th, 2025. And we're averaging 17.32 sales per week. Last year, a hair under 15. The year before that, about 13.5. So that's a jump in the number. I did percentages of jumps in the median price, but not in the number. But it's a big jump. Now, 2022, it was almost 19 per week. So historically, we're still low, but at least progressing from the basement in 2023 when it was 13.46 sales per week. 2023, yeah, ended up for the year 13.23, and 2024 ended up at 15.36, and yet for the first 37 weeks it was just a hair under 15, so it actually bumped up a little, which is, you know, towards the fourth quarter of the year and Christmas, Thanksgiving, New Year's, it kind of slows down. So that's interesting. So we'll see where we're at the end of the year. Today, 17.32 sales per week. Median price, $2,490,000. So under $2.5 million. Getting back to a little more of a normal median price. It was so high earlier in the year, mostly because of Hope Ranch and Montecito. But even taking out Hope Ranch and Montecito, it's still higher than the year before. And the number of sales are going. What you really see is a longer days on market. So is the frenzy subsided a little bit? Yes. But you know, if you're still making sales and you still got median price holding, what you read about in other parts of the country has not yet, I think, impacted Santa Barbara. Will someone say, well, it has impacted, or there is a change, and there are changes, and there's different price points to look at, but overall, not falling off a cliff. Now, the median price, $2,490,000. Last year, it was $2,230,000, $2,240,000, 2003. So those 3 years, 2022 through 2024, the median price very constant. And I wouldn't be surprised by the end of the year if we come closer to those 3 years as well. Prior to that, in 2021, it was below 2 million, and then 1.5 million in 2020. And then for a few years, from 2019 back to 2015, it was, you know, 1.3 million down to 1.15 million. 2014 as well, 1.2 million. And then 2013, the median price was in the nines. And then for 4 years, 2012 to 2029, the doldrum years, it was in the eights. And you have to go back to 2008 to go back over 1 million. So you had 5 years, 2009 through 2013, the median price under 1 million, in the nines and in the eights. And then 2008, 1.1 million year to date for the first 37 weeks. And then 2007, 1.264 million, 1.2 million, and 2005, 1.273 million. So those 3 years, 5, 6, and 7, were strong as well. That was the, you know, and when that was happening, everyone was going, wow, we can't get higher than this. And well, it only doubled. 2.490 million today, and about 1.2 million something back in those years, almost doubled. Again, this year, I think we'll subside, so we'll see. The average price year to date, 3.6. Last year, 3.6. Year before that, 3.350 million. Year before that, 3.5. And year before that, again, those years that were kind of clustered together is 3.160 million. And then it goes below 3 million, and then below 2 million as you go back to 2018. These are average sales prices, so they're much more impacted by the high end. And I think something I looked at showed me that the average, let me see, percent sold over 1.150 million this year is 96%, last year was 97%, but the number this year is 618, last year was 537, sold over 1.150 million. Yet the average price was still about the same, so maybe we had a few more higher priced home selling last year. The average was a tick higher, 3.630 million versus 3.606 million this year. So maybe a few higher priced homes sold last year. You go back to the heyday years of 2005, 2006, and 2007. The average price didn't go above 2 million. You know, almost actually in 2007, 1.995 million. You might as well call it 2 million. But then 1.9 million, 1.8 million. But not above 2 million. And now the last 5 years were above 3 million on the average sales price. But again, you are not average. Oh, and finally, I forgot to give you the pendings for the week. For the week ending September 12th, 2025, we had 70 pendings with a median price of almost 2.8 million. So the year-to-date sales price of 2.490 million. And yet what's in there pending will maybe put it back above 2.5 million. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with Melinda Green with an E, the Santa Barbara County Assistant Department Head, Clerk, Recorder, Assessor, Register of Voters. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.